Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, why do I have a feeling that you're going to say something about that song that we just played?
I'm telling you, you're starting to read my mind, Simon Anstey. I do like that. I may not have been dancing because I did something stupid to my back today, but I may have been singing, and lucky we didn't go live for you to hear that.
I had a feeling. Anyway, let's get to newsy stuff. This is really interesting. The first story this afternoon, the U.S. State Department adamant they did not receive advanced warning about the Palestinian NGO decisions from the Israeli authorities. Why the heck should they have?
Well, it's very important to understand that the United States and Israel are partners, especially when it comes to issues like counterterrorism. Now, our foreign minister spokesperson, or in this case, the Deputy Director General for Strategic Affairs, he says that, you know, he's baffled. He said, I certainly updated the U.S. about our intentions. Maybe they think the update should have been more in-depth, and that's a legitimate concern of theirs. He says he does want to repair this so that a case does not happen again, and he goes on to say that relations with the United States are important, and we don't want them to feel like they're not our partners. You know, this comes after a very rare rebuke was issued towards Israel from the United States because we have designated six Palestinian NGOs as terror organizations because of their trafficking of money for their places of employment, to control civil society, and also to carry out terror attacks against Israeli civilians. Some people have been asking, who are these NGOs? They're NGOs like Adamir talks or claims to defend Palestinian security prisoners, Al-Haq, which tracks alleged human rights abuses, Defense for Children International, the Union of Palestinian Women's Committees, the Bison Research and Advocacy Center, and the Union of Agricultural Work Committee. So they, by and large, look to the general public as doing good work, doing, you know, the work of women and children and all those nice things. But on further investigation, there are fronts for money laundering and the carrying out of terror attacks. Now, don't forget that we saw a similar report just a couple of years ago called Terrorists in Suits, where BDS was involved in aligning themselves with these kind of organizations as well to funnel money, and using people like Leila Khaled, who gave the World Airline hijacking, to raise money. And we also can't forget that when Israel does these kinds of investigations, we don't make statements or make these decisions without absolute irrefutable proof, something that our defense minister has reiterated. I know now the United Nations, France, various other countries have jumped on the bandwagon saying, you know, they're concerned for civil society in the Palestinian territories. But when Israel is ready, when the information has gone past our primary partner, the United States, and we can start showing other countries, I think they will see why we are so concerned about these NGOs.
All right, let's move over to the next story, which is the one of the air exercises happening in Israel right now. I've got to tell you, I saw the Times of Israel yesterday and was really rather moved by the pictures of the chief of the UAE Air Force together with the chief of the Israeli Air Force, thinking it's absolutely phenomenal that we're living in this time that this is happening.
Well, I tell you what is phenomenal is the incredible aerial hardware that is flying up and down the Negev. I'm so jealous. Listeners know I do love me a nice looking fighter jet. And we really are not spoiled for choice. You know, if you are on social media, check out the IAF social media. They've been posting shots, an incredible picture, really one of my favorites, of jets from different countries flying in formation over Masada. If that doesn't say Masada will not fall, I don't know what does. But yeah, we now have additional countries: South Korea, Finland, Romania, Netherlands, Japan, Australia, Croatia, the United Arab Emirates, and various others now joining the countries like Britain, France, the United States, Italy, India, Greece, Germany, all doing Italy, all doing their maneuvers. So it really is a feast for the eyes. But make no no mistake that even though this is a very, very advanced aerial drill that involves a lot of foreign troops, both on the ground, they reckon over 1,000 foreign troops and foreign jet aircraft and all that comes with it, the navigators, the mechanics, all of those of good things. I mean, we have it here. We've got F-16s. We've got F-35s. We've got G550s. We've got Eurofighters. We've got, you know, it really is a feast for anybody who does like a good looking fighter craft and misses and is waiting for the sequel to Top Gun. But make no mistake, it's also a very, very strong message to our regional enemies. Syria, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, this is who we are, this is who our alliances are with, and we intend to be ready for any eventuality.
Yeah, I must say, you put one and one together and you do get two if one reads about the budget that has been put aside for Iranian issues, the training that has been announced that could perhaps involve Iran in the future. This has clearly got something to do with it. And perhaps you do or don't want to address the Iranian gas stations hit by an outage. Do we know anything about this outage for Iranian gas stations?
What we do know is that petrol stations or gas stations, I know we have overseas listeners, shout out to all our overseas listeners, they have been hit by a massive nationwide cyber attack. This has been acknowledged by both Press TV, which is the official Iranian television station, and the Iranian government, that there is no fuel supply. This comes at a time when Iran is undergoing one of its worst droughts in its history. There is no water. There is no fuel. Of course, there's plenty of money to sponsor terror and to sponsor violence around the world, just putting it out there. But the people of Iran are growing all the more wary. But acknowledgement, they have been hit by a cyber attack.
And then finally for this afternoon, we're talking the Ben and Jerry's story again. Unilever, apparently Florida going to cut investments in Unilever the next few days following the Ben and Jerry's boycott. Does Unilever actually have any power over Ben and Jerry's in that space?
Well, this is what everybody's wondering. You know, we had some mention over the weekend that Tennessee might be another state to enact its anti-BDS laws. If you recall, there are about 35 U.S. states that have these anti-BDS laws in process. Now, Florida have said, their governor, Ron DeSantis, says that he will not tolerate discrimination against Israel or the Israeli people. He says we are approaching that 90-day deadline. He gave Ben and Jerry's 90 days to overturn their boycott. He says, and if they have not changed their policy, the state will stop investing in Unilever or contracting with the company. Now, this is not a small change. This is hundreds of millions of dollars. And other states, Arizona, New Jersey, Texas, New York, have already said that they are pulling their money out of Unilever following Ben and Jerry's actions. I mean, many of you watched that absolute car crash of an interview with the two founders of Ben and Jerry's, who said they have no idea why they are not boycotting Georgia and Texas over voting issues and abortion rights that they disagree with, but they're very happy to continue this with the state of Israel. They also incidentally sell their ice cream to places around the world which do commit gross human rights violations. I mean, I don't know what flavor goes with a dish of hypocrisy, Simon. Maybe you can enlighten me.
Maybe I can, but I think you're going to get neck ache from looking up at the sky all day long at those...
Willing to chance it. Willing to chance it, Simon.
Rolene, I'll take you anyway. I get you tomorrow, sore neck or not. Thank you for your input today.
Same time tomorrow.